Report: Democrats release 645 pages of $3.5 trillion spending bill revealing far-left wish list. By Wendell Hasebo on September 12, 2021. House Democrats released 645 pages of the $3.5 trillion spending bill on Friday, revealing a vast far-left wish list that includes global warming, tax increases, expanded child tax credit, Medicare expansion, and a national paid leave program. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal, DMA, told the Wall Street Journal the proposals expand opportunity for the American people and support our efforts to build a healthier, more prosperous future. The Journal's report of the massive spending bill did not address the unintended consequences such large spending would have on an economy struggling under deflation and a labor shortage fueled by excessive unemployment benefits. A key component of the bill is the expanded child tax credit, which Democrats propose to permanently expand from $2,000 to $3,000. The current amount of $2,000 originally began in March and will expire in December. Democrats may feel further subsidizing Americans will help the party win more votes in the upcoming 2022 midterms. House Democrats did propose making one feature permanent, making the credit fully available to households regardless of income. Progressive advocates have pressed for that decision, arguing that making it permanent now would make it harder for Republicans to change later, the Journal reported. The child tax credit subsidization is not the only far-left proposal the report detailed. Democrats proposed continuing other changes from March's coronavirus relief law, the publication continued. That measure expanded the earned income tax credit and expanded tax credits for child care, which are now up to $8,000 for one child and $16,000 for two or more. They would also create a payroll tax credit for child care providers. Though a few aspects of radical increase of the social welfare have been released to the public, the far-left items must still pass through various committees to be approved. And as desperation has set in on the Democrat Party, the infighting has followed just as quickly. For instance, it is no secret Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, does not totally support the massive $3.5 trillion spending measure, while far-left reps Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have pushed back on Manchin by suggesting that spending $3.5 trillion during inflation is imperative. Tlaib said Wednesday $3.5 trillion is the floor or the very least Democrats should spend. Ocasio-Cortez said Sunday all far-left provisions that Manchin opposes must remain in the package. It's not just Senator Manchin who has leverage, Ocasio-Cortez said. Frankly, the entire party also needs to quote-unquote worry. Because just as we have a slim Senate margin, we have a slim House margin. So we aren't saying it's either your bill or our bill, but that both of these bills must move forward together or neither will. Meanwhile, self-described socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is the architect of the massive spending package, which currently includes items such as expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, and suburb displacement with low-income housing, subsidized child care, and subsidized racial equity and environmental justice initiatives. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.